The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I'm sitting here like an idiot. I need to go to the restroom. I didn't go to the restroom during the break. And I'm hot. I'm sitting here with my hoodie on. I could just take it off. But then I'm afraid if I take it off, I'll be cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
That's my life. God. So I never am I doing what needs to be done. I'm doing what I think needs to be done next.
I mean, you are Goldilocks. This one is too soft. This one is too firm. This one, I mean, you are Goldilocks.
I don't know.
That's your nickname.
I didn't tell y'all that there's a possible tragedy in the very near future of my house. My puffy couch that I love so much. I talk about it all the time, and I don't ever really explain what it is. There is a sitting room off of our bedroom. There's no door or anything that separates it from the bedroom. It's just another, basically a separate part of the bedroom. And I have a TV set up in there, and it's a love seat technically, but it's one of those big puffy, and it's a two-seat thing, and each seat is a recliner, and it has a console thing in the middle of where you put your drink holders. And you can put the remotes in the little thing and all of that. It's not fancy at all. Somebody sent me a message one day and said that they had ordered some kind of a couch. And they had heard me talk about the puffy couch. And they wanted to know if this was something better than what they had ordered. Or if they should just wait. And named the expensive store that it was that they had ordered it from. I can't remember, but I just laughed. I said, stick with the one you got. You could probably get this one. You know, you could pick it up for $200 somewhere right off the floor.
What you're ordering, sir, is way better than what I have.
Yeah. So, I love this thing. It's not anything that you would go, oh, that's a really nice piece by any means. It's almost kind of cheesy looking. But it's mine. And that's where I sit and watch my shows in solitude and take a nap on Fridays and all that. Well, my side is wearing out. The cushions and all are they're not worn on the outside, meaning like it's got holes and stuff in it. But there's a noticeable difference in the support on sitting in my side and on Jody's side.
In other words, when you sit down on your side, you sink much farther down than if you sit on her side.
Yes. And the thing is, it's sitting right in front of the TV.
Okay.
The TV centers this thing.
Yeah.
My side is, if you're facing the TV, I'm on the left side. Jody sits on the right side.
Okay.
I have tried to sit on her side to kind of even it out a little bit, to start using her since she's rarely in it.
Yeah.
And I hate it. Not the way it feels, but I hate the angle of the TV because I'm so used to the way I look at the TV from my seat.
Yeah.
That if I'm in her seat, which is, I mean, maybe 6-8 inches from my seat.
Looks totally different.
Exactly. It's just, it drives me nuts.
Can't you just flip the cushions?
No, they're sewn into the.
Oh, they're attached.
Yeah. Mm. It is that fancy.
Wow.
But it's the seat cushion. It's the back. I mean, everything. I mean, imagine.
Yeah.
If a person is sitting in one spot as much as I sit in that one spot. So the tragedy that's coming is that I'm going to want a new puffy couch soon. And she's already, no, we're not buying another one of those.
Why not?
Because we already have plans to move by next year at this time.
Yeah.
And we're looking to maybe build a house, whatever. But she doesn't want to go buy another cheap piece of furniture like that when we're going to be buying, you know, within a year, we're going to be buying, you know, nice stuff for a fancy house. But I don't care. I just...
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, to me, that couch is so cheap that it's like buying a 20-inch TV now. When it breaks, you don't go get it repaired like you used to. You just throw it away and get another one. I mean, it's...
But for a couple hundred bucks, as much as you use it for another year, wasn't it?
I could wear out another one in a year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This one, the next one I want, though, I want it to have like that middle part be a cooler.
Yeah. Fancy. Mm-hmm. You got to plug in your couch.
Yeah, but that's
well, I do have that other cooler, though, that sits beside it. That it's a tube-looking thing like they have at the store where you...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But it's a refrigerator. It's full-on... Refrigerator. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
See, this is the kind of shit that I have to put up with, Riggins.
Yeah,
Don't get married.
Well.
This is the kind of, you'll be dealing with this forever.
Or get two nice chairs that will work in a newer house and spend the money and get them just early.
But I don't want.
Oh, my God.
He wants another puff couch.
It's so comfortable.
Because the two chairs, he can't lay down and take a nap on the way he can the puffy couch.
What about a recliner? Is there a puffy couch recliner?
That's what this is.
Yeah.
So both sides are recliners.
I walked into my parents' house, and they just bought, I think it was $18,000 worth of living room furniture, all new stuff. And I said, you guys didn't get footstools for any of this stuff. And she goes, everything reclines. And I went,
perfect.
How redneck is that? If all of your furniture reclines, you might be a redneck.
That's dope, though.
So couches, chairs, everything reclines.
I went, I was like, how do you recline? She's like, there's buttons. I was like, you
loved it, too, though, didn't you?
That's right. It was nice. But I was like, come on. All of the furniture reclines.
There's not an ottoman in this room, my friend.
No, I was like, why didn't you get any footstools? She goes, it all reclines.
I like that. Oh, my God.
We have swivel rocker recliners in our living room.
Those are so comfortable. My mom has those. They're so comfy.
But they don't look like recliners when they're down.
Yeah, it's a nice looking chair, but it also reclines. And they're one of the most comfortable chairs I've ever sat in.
Yeah, we had to have those made.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. But even at that, though, I wouldn't want to be sitting in that as much. I can't last as long in one of those as I can on that puffy couch recliner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could go days without if I had a catheter.
Oh my God!
I'd never get up
right now.
I'd sit right there, peeing all over myself.
Ew.
Not even moving. If I had a catheter and room service,
that's not cute.
Is it uncomfortable yet?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, her side though feels bulky and all.
Yeah.
But I would. You know, I would break it in to fit my mold if I didn't hate watching TV from that angle.
Yeah.
Plus, if I'm on that side, I'm having to reach and do the remote control would be on my left side, which I'm right-handed.
Oh, God.
She's left-handed.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, she's a freako left-hander like you are, Riggins.
Yeah. Oh,
my God. How do you survive?
That's what I'm saying. It's not all peaches and cream in my life, even though it seems like it from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
I got real problems.
It's a struggle.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I want to get those pedicure chairs when I get a house.
Because a year from now, 6 months from now, that your side will be so worn out.
Yeah.
That puffy couch, what are you going to do?
Well, a year from now when we go to the new place, my recliner is going to be sitting in sand. It better be.
God willing.
It's just going to be sitting in sand, and I'm going to have to pick it up and move it back every now and then when I'm taking a nap.
Yeah.
That means I want to be at the beach, Alexis.
I know what that means. You didn't get the metaphor. I got it.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on acetj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Y'all know that Christmas song that Andy Williams does where he's saying, it doesn't make sense. I was listening to it yesterday where he says, coming down the chimney down. Do you know that song?
No. Unless it's part of a Christmas song, I just don't know the words to it.
Yeah, and we can't play it here because we'll get in trouble because we don't own the rights to it or anything. But yeah, it says, the lyric is, Santa coming down the chimney down. That makes no damn sense. What does that mean, coming down the chimney down? You already say he's coming down the chimney.
Okay, the song is called Coming Down, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays, Happy Holidays.
Yeah. It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down. And then people sing, coming down the chimney down.
That would make sense if he said, coming down the chimney now. Coming down the chimney now.
Yeah.
Coming down the chimney now.
That is a weird line.
Stupid ass Andy Williams. I never trusted that bastard. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
A Dub. That's what he always, when everybody called him A Dub. I don't think so. Is he still with us on this earth?
No.
I don't.
He's no longer with us on this earth.
He's been dead, right?
He died in Heaven's Waiting Room, Branson.
Oh. I thought South Florida was Heaven's Waiting Room.
Yeah, I think it is.
Not since they built Branson. It's taken over.
Yeah. It's an entertainer's heaven's waiting.
Exactly.
But Andy Williams was a good fella for all intents and purposes.
Getting paid.
He was a good fella. Really good fella. How come nobody ever said, hey, Andy, Ange, that makes no sense. Santa's coming down the chimney down. Why am I the first one? That song's 80 years old. Why am I the first one to talk shit about it?
Well, he probably didn't write it.
He sung it and put his name on it. Well. Probably in some plaid pants. White shoes.
What's wrong?
Definitely.
I like plaid pants. Yeah, they're cool.
Some cornball bullshit.
Lesson of the day, Andy Williams, you ain't shit.
Yeah. That's why he never made anything of himself. He just sings stupid shit.
Did he have non-Christmas songs?
Yeah. He was really famous. Yeah. He was like, he was along the lines of Pat Boone and all that crew. Yeah, he was famous. And he was a really nice guy, everybody says.
Really?
Yeah, everybody that knowed him said he was a nice fellow, family man.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's probably sold millions and millions of records.
This is in a career that spanned 8 decades. He sold more than 100 million albums.
Yeah.
What?
Damn.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes me think he could have said, hey, Santa coming down the chimney down makes no sense. I'm not singing that. I'm Andy Williams. I'm Andy Williams, damn it, and I'm not singing it. I have a reputation.
43 studio albums, 17 of which received gold certification of selling over 500,000 copies. Here were 47 songs that made the Billboard Hot 100. Good Lord.
It doesn't even seem right that it was called the Hot 100 back then.
No. I know, it does seem weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, that seems like a modern thing. Yeah. Well, Pat Boone, did you make the Hot 100 today, this week? No, but I saw that you did, Andy.
Yeah.
You made the Hot 100 again.
What an awesome entertainer up until he died. I mean, he was cremated and his ashes were sprinkled into the artificial waterway named the Moon River at his theater in Branson, Missouri. But he's like, put me down on the stage, baby.
You know that song, then?
Moon River.
Yeah.
From Fletch. That's how I remember it, when he's getting the...
Yeah, when...
Remember that? Fletch, stick his finger in his butt. Yeah. He goes, Moon River. You ever... you done time, Doc?
I always sang it with a P. Yeah, I always thought that was clever, funny, and silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what, man, I'm going to put my boat in that one. I'll sail all up and down that.
It's horrible.
I had no idea Andy Williams sold 100 million albums.
Oh, he's really on himself now. That's a river I'll put my boat in.
Oh, man. Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't even try to save me. If I'm drowning in that one.
That's stupid.
No lifeguard.
We've lost him now. He's gone. TJ's gone for the whole rest of Share Funny.
He's a child.
I know. I am. I am a child's child. But you're not going to hear it the same ever again?
No, definitely not.
Anymore or ever again?
Yeah, all those times you hear Moon River.
Yeah. Hey, I learned to swim. A lot better than the Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
You talk about getting hotter than the Hoochie Coochie. You know? God.
Man.
I know. We're smearing the memory of... What's his name?
Andy Williams. You don't even remember Andy who we're Williams. Talking about anymore.
Yeah, we did that 15 minutes ago. Yeah. He smeared his name.
Well. I just can't believe y'all didn't think that's as funny as that.
It's funny.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. Now I'm really hot. Yeah, take off this damn hoodie. Is it cold here today? Is it coming?
Yes. Yeah.
I know it was colder this morning.
And cold day.
Where we live. Here in the Charlotte, North Carolina area.
45 is the high.
Oh.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
But the sun's shining, so it'll feel like 80.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how it works.
Hey, as long as the wind's not blowing, right, Ace? We're good.
All right. As long as the wind's not blowing.
I hate the wind.
I hate the wind.
That wet wind.
Wet wind.
And that wet wind is only
the
wind.
Blowing his damn truck door shut on him.
Yeah. I mean, it's like
parking here in this parking lot in this building that I effing hate for two reasons. One, it's on a slant. So when I open my truck door, where I park, when I open my truck door, it wants to close.
Yeah.
Anyway, which pisses me off. And two, just once, I'd like to work someplace that if it's storming, I don't have to fight a damn umbrella to get soaking wet to get in the building.
So you find yourself fighting with it?
Just once, I want to be able to get out of the car in a covered parking spot, garage, and walk mm-hmm. to work without having to worry about getting soaking ass wet at 5:30 in the damn morning.
Mm-hmm. Just once. Can we figure out what we keep doing wrong.
Why the moment was it? Why?
Why we never last for very long.
Why we never last for very long. What are we doing wrong?
Is it okay to sing songs?
Yeah.
Okay, just as long as we don't play them.
Right, as long as we don't play them.
If we get a cease and desist for that, I'm like, come on.
We've been just singing your shit. Ain't nobody bought that in a while. Now they're downloading it everywhere.
Yeah.
Come on.
I forgot who I was telling one day that it was funny that we posted something. We posted my song on our, or was it a part of our a podcast or something?
No, it was, we posted a part of the podcast that the song was in. We got it removed from our Facebook page.
Yeah, we got a cease and desist for, and I was telling somebody about it, and whoever it was a genius. And had to point out, well, you know, the algorithm they use doesn't detect whether or not, I know that asshole. That's not the funny part. Yeah. What I'm saying, I'm saying I found it funny. It was amusing. Okay.
Yeah, stop trying to bring logic into it.
It's like, I know it doesn't detect anything. Just hears a song.
Shut up.
But anyway, that was funny to me, though. It was like my own song that they took off of our Facebook page.
Bastard.
Yeah.
And we figure out what we keep doing wrong.
Are you familiar with that song?
I don't know anything that you guys have been talking about for like the last 10 minutes. I don't know who y'all talk about, what songs you guys are singing. I don't know nothing about it.
I'm trying to think. What, you don't even get the Poon River reference? You didn't get that? Oh. Well, that's what you really need to focus on.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But Just Once is one of the greatest songs ever written and performed and produced and anything. It is probably a top five heartbreak songs that you would ever hear. Breakup song.
I do like
it's by James Ingram is the singer, and it's produced by Quincy Jones. And Quincy said, that's my song, so I'm going to say... It's called Just Once by Quincy Jones and James Ingram. So he was the Mark Ronson, so to speak, on that song. And, it's powerful. Powerful, powerful.
Oh, it's powerful.
Yeah, it was on the soundtrack of the 80s movie called Last American Virgin.
Never seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. I would have thought, that would have been...
Shut up.
Movie made in about 1982. Teen B movie.
Lyrics cult are solid,
classic,
though.
It was a cult classic. Cults loved it. What's his name? Jeffs? Warren Jeffs? I mean, they loved it.
Warren, which one was Warren Jeffs? Was that the...
The one with all the wives and the...
Okay. What were the ones with the Nikes?
Heaven's Gate. Okay. Marshall Applewhite.
Marshall Applewhite. Okay.
Doe. Mm-hmm. Or was Doe the wife?
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. Because here we are back where we were before. That's a good song.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. Because here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers. Wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong?
Why we never last for very long.
What are we doing wrong? Bling, 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 bling.
That's it.
Just once, can we figure out? No, no. Can we find a way to finally make it right? To make the magic last for more than just one night. If we could just break through it. No, if we could just get to it. I know we could break through it. Is that what it says?
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Copyright strike.
Yeah. And he's playing it while he's driving away in his mom's station wagon after having his heart broken. And you keep waiting. When you watch the movie, you keep waiting like, where's the happy end? There's no happy ending?
Oh, like, well, I had plenty in watching that movie now.
But, you know, it's a teen movie. You're like, this is going to end great. And then you realize the genius of it was it didn't. Like, yeah. Unlike all the other teen movies, it ended, like, on the saddest part possible. Like, oh, crap, this is really sad. But it's great for that reason. Because she's waiting, like, well, when does he turn around in the station wagon and go back? Okay, he's not. When does she come running up to the car and say, I've changed my mind, I love you? So she does it. It's over. Damn, this is sad.
Well, I mean, we've been having fun conversations, so I hate to bring up this whole argument that Riggins and I need to have.
Oh, crap. We forgot all about that.
But yeah, we promised the people.
Okay.
So I guess we'll do that next.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
What? Up in here trying to get a what? I get a what?
Hello?
I don't even know. I may have oversold this. It may not even be a big argument. It's just it came up earlier in the regular old show, and then Riggins started to disagree with me, and it's one of those situations where we have these heated arguments. Well, he gets heated. I don't. About stupid things in life, like, what was the one that?
About the hoodie.
Okay, yeah, whether a shirt is called a hoodie if it's not a sweatshirt, if it's just a t-shirt material with a hood on it. Riggins says it's not a hoodie. I say it's still a hoodie. I was right.
Philly cheesesteak.
Don't start it like that because that's not true. Most of the people that responded that day said that you were not right.
What was the one you looked up and said, okay, well, you are right about that, and I apologize, and you wanted me to apologize for something that you think I was wrong about, but I wasn't wrong.
I don't remember.
It was the Philly cheesesteak argument.
Exactly. That was another one that I was right, and I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong, as long as you prove to me.
I don't either. I wasn't wrong. Anyway.
I don't remember most of the people agreeing with you on the hoodie thing, Riggins, but okay.
They absolutely did.
But that doesn't make it right.
Pretty sure they didn't.
Well, it kind of does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Because, are we going to
But I'm just saying, if the majority of the people could pronounce it harassment, that doesn't make it right. It's pronounced harassment. Whatever. Little things like
whatever.
If you ask the majority of people if the word invite instead of invitation is acceptable, they'd say yes. But it's not.
Okay, well, that...
But this one is serious.
I can't wait to hear what this one is.
Well, Alexis was playing a video from some little kid who was insulting another, an adult. Was it Drake?
He was talking to Chris Brown.
To Chris Brown, yeah. Okay. And the insult was, you, the type of person that would take a picture of your breakfast in the morning and post it, or something like that. Post a picture of your breakfast in the morning. And I said, tell the stupid kid that he doesn't have to say in the morning because it's breakfast, and that in the morning is understood. And then Riggins said, well, you can't have breakfast at another time of the day. And that's where it all started looking like we were going to disagree. But breakfast is not the food. It's the time of day that you eat. It's the morning meal is the breakfast. You can have breakfast food at night or breakfast food in the middle of the day, but you can't have breakfast at night.
Breakfast for dinner.
No. You can have breakfast food. The understood part is the food, but you can't just have breakfast for dinner because breakfast is the morning meal.
Yeah,
just like you can't have supper for lunch.
Right.
It's the same thing.
So you're saying, not TJ, really. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner are simply, they denote the time of day.
Yeah, that's what that time of day's meal is called.
You're That's why you add the two words for dinner, because it's not the usual breakfast. It's breakfast for dinner.
Well, so, actually, you're right. I wouldn't say foods that are typically eaten as breakfast.
Traditionally foods. Breakfast foods.
For dinner.
It's the traditional breakfast foods eaten at dinner, correct?
Yes.
But instead of saying, I'm eating breakfast foods for dinner, it's shortened to, I'm having breakfast for dinner.
Right.
Right. Which is shortened to make no sense.
No, it doesn't. Of course it makes sense because everybody knows exactly what you mean.
It's called a breakfast because it breaks the fast of the overnight.
I understand what the word means.
That's why you would have it in the morning. And that's why it's set for the morning. But if you say I'm having breakfast for dinner, then that means no sense.
What if you haven't eaten all day and that is you breaking your fast at dinner?
That's a good one.
Then it would be that person's breakfast.
That would be closer to being correct than saying I'm having breakfast for dinner. Because it wouldn't be, you wouldn't say I'm having supper for dinner. I'm having dinner for lunch.
Well, dinner foods and lunch foods or supper foods are interchangeable, right? You can have a salad for lunch, you can have a salad for dinner, but breakfast is a specific type of food.
Okay, so when you eat pizza for breakfast, would you say I'm eating dinner for breakfast?
No.
What's the difference? Because pizza is typically not a breakfast food. It's a dinner food or a lunch food.
Would you say? No, I don't know that I would say that.
Okay. So here we are again.
Well, here we are again, but...
That I'm right.
You're going to...
proving my point.
Do you ever eat breakfast foods for dinner?
Yep.
How do you announce it to the kids?
We're having breakfast food for dinner.
You're a liar.
I swear to God.
There's no...
I do not say I'm having breakfast for dinner, ever. I don't.
You're just lying.
I'm not lying.
Okay.
We're having breakfast... What are we having for dinner? We're having breakfast
food. We're having breakfast foods for dinner. That's
no, I'll just say we're having breakfast food. What are we having for dinner? We're having breakfast food.
Okay.
Or I will call it Brenner or something silly like that. But I don't say we're having breakfast for dinner, no more than I would say we're having lunch for breakfast or dinner for breakfast.
Right, because it denotes something very specific, because breakfast for dinner is something specific, and it's common in our language.
Mm-hmm. But my
lunch
point
for
is,
supper is not.
Right, but pizza is not a traditionally breakfast food, but people eat it for breakfast. Traditionally, pizza is lunch or dinner, so you wouldn't say I'm having dinner food for breakfast, or I'm having dinner for breakfast if you're eating pizza for breakfast. You would just say I'm having pizza for breakfast.
Would you say we're having lunch food for breakfast?
If I were going to eat lunch food.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah, I would say we're having pizza for breakfast. Just like I would say we're having eggs for dinner.
Right, like breakfast for dinner.
No.
No.
Egg is a specific dish, just like pizza is.
Eggs are a specific dish like pizza is, correct?
Right. You traditionally eat pizza later in the day or in the night.
Yes.
You traditionally eat eggs, say scrambled eggs, in the morning.
Okay.
So... if I'm going to eat pizza in the morning, I would say I'm having pizza for breakfast. If I'm going to eat eggs at night by saying I'm having eggs for dinner, it's the same thing, rather than saying I'm going to have breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, but I just don't think it's common to say I'm having pizza for breakfast, or we're having pizza for breakfast, or we're having eggs for dinner. It's an event. Breakfast for dinner is an event.
But it's not common for people to get the subject-verb agreement of the Panthers is my favorite team.
Right, because it's stupid. It doesn't sound right.
Right, but it is.
Well, I mean, can we go down that road about things that sound...
So you're saying just because something
yes.
sounds like it's wrong, it automatically is wrong?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, then we'll never agree.
Yeah, that doesn't
because make any sense. I tend to think things are right that are right, and things that are wrong.
Well, no, it's...
And so you obviously just, you go willy-nilly.
But like the Panthers thing. The Panthers, in this case, is referring to one team.
I understand.
The name of the team is singular Panthers.
Yeah, I understand that.
So it'd be the same thing as Bob is, the Panthers is.
Yeah, just like when people say the media are biased. The media is biased because it's the media is one group, so a singular subject.
Nobody says the media are biased, though.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people
say
that. Oh, yeah.
I heard Ben Shapiro do it the other day. It drives me nuts.
And he's supposed to be smart. He ain't shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, breakfast, food, for dinner.
Yeah, which no one says. So, I mean, congratulate. I mean, I'm proving that you can say crazy shit, even because it's right, doesn't make you sound not crazy.
Well... I would rather be correct and crazy sounding
okay.
than to be wrong.
That there is the difference.
Yeah.
But I mean, damn, technically you're less crazy. You're not crazy if you're right.
You sound crazy though.
To the uneducated.
To the doofuses. The doofus-i. I'm
sitting with two of them right now. The Panthers is.
Yeah.
The Panthers is a great team.
Yeah, just like saying
it's just
like
stupid.
Just like saying none of my friends are going with me to the movie. That's wrong.
I know.
And it's none is going.
it sounds weird.
Yeah, of course.
None is going.
Because culturally, we accept certain things.
But we shouldn't.
Well, that's a whole nother argument for another day.
My point is, if we shouldn't, then I am going to fight against the wrong, incorrect.
Let that be the hill.
But look who's on your side.
First of all, don't bring me into it. I'm here just being quiet, letting you guys just, you know.
You just agreed with Riggs.
Yeah, you threw,
if you it sounds, said, okay,
if it
but
sounds
that was,
wrong.
All I said was it What's sounds. Right? Yeah, I mean, it She's sounds right. weird. It sounds. I'm not saying that it's wrong or right. I'm just saying it sounds weird.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the same way. I'm not arguing about what is right and what's wrong.
Jonathan has a question. He DM'd and said, what about a restaurant that serves, quote unquote, breakfast all day?
Then there are. Wrong all day.
They're serving breakfast food all day.
All day long, yeah.
That's right.
Our breakfast menu is available all day.
We're serving breakfast food all day.
Yeah.
Again, it's an event.
That happens in the morning.
Right. That's why when you say for dinner, it's stigmatized. This is different.
Say what you want, Riggins.
Okay,
I'm right. You just said if you want to sound crazy and be right, that you would rather sound wrong and blend in.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then there's nothing else to argue
about. Okay.
You are okay being incorrect, and I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, that's a downfall of mine, obviously.
Maybe. Sometimes it's okay to just blend in.
Mm-mm-mm.
Why blend in when you were born to stand out?
Right. Well, I mean, my mom always said you hide your light under a bushel, and maybe she's right, but I'm not going to go around saying things that sound crazy unless you're part of a 0.2% of the population.
You're not going to start saying to your dad, hey, Dad, the Bears is good this year.
Exactly.
Well, I wish that weren't the case. I thought more of you than that, Randy. like you've always said, who would want to be a leader? You would never want to step out and say...
No, it's not being a leader.
Yeah. If everybody else is doing it the wrong way and then you choose to set an example and do it the right way,
no,
because that's being a leader.
No, because we've accepted it as a culture already. It's already a thing.
Am I not part of the culture?
In this instance, you're not.
I'm part of the culture.
You assimilate the things that we accept as true. Okay. Breakfast for dinner is a thing. You assimilate.
No, I don't.
Exactly. You're doing it right now.
No, there's a difference in assimilating and changing. That's just like saying, okay, well, so many people have come over here now and started building fires in the ditches in my neighborhood. So this part of the culture, I'm going to have to do that. But no, that's wrong. It's against the rules.
But the majority of my neighbors are having damn
fires in their ditch. So let me go out there and stack up some wood and leaves and everything. I guess I got to burn in my ditch too, because everybody else is doing it, except for that crazy ass over there with the fire hose. That 2% of the neighbors who are saying it's wrong. I got to go with these ones that I know are wrong, but it's the majority. Your life is a burning ditch now, Regan. That's what you've come to. Yeah. A burning ditch of life.
Yeah, oh, maybe.
Cher Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Cher Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Cher Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Hey, I'm not a huge Jimmy Buffett fan. Ace Riggins, I know y'all are huge Jimmy Buffett fans.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan, but I enjoy him.
I do like him better than his brother Warren, though. I don't care much for Warren.
It's a bit of a stick in the mud compared to Jimmy.
But all these years, I've thought that Jimmy Buffett's most popular song was something that he had written because he was all into the beach life and, you know, beach bumming, and that he developed this type of music that goes along with being in the sun and on the beach and all blowing out a flip-flop and all that stuff. I didn't know until this morning that he did not write that song, Margaritaville.
Mac McAnally? Who was it?
I don't know who it was, but it was originally written for Elvis.
Oh, was that right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
It said that Elvis was, close to, in the bad Elvis years, and he didn't do it, and Jimmy Buffett did it.
That's crazy.
And that I wonder then if that became the blueprint that he said, okay, this song was so huge that I'm going to start branding this as my, as my whole lifestyle, being on the beach, drinking margaritas, all that stuff.
This has him listed as the writer.
It does?
Yeah.
Margaritaville
composer Jimmy Buffett.
Well, maybe then he wrote it for Elvis. Maybe that's the thing. Because all this says was Margaritaville was originally written for Elvis, but he was nearing the end, so Jimmy Buffett recorded the song. So maybe he wrote it for Elvis. And then that would make sense that he was already living that lifestyle if he were the writer of it.
That's weird. Yeah, this says 1977 from the album Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes. The song was written about a drink Buffett discovered at Lung's Cochina del Sur restaurant.
You say it, Alexis.
I don't even know what he's saying.
Say it again. Lungs.
I gotta find it. Lungs. L-U-N-G apostrophe. Lungs. Cochina del Sur restaurant.
Lungs. Cochina del Sur.
Okay, that's all I want.
Know what lungs is?
Yeah, it's in Austin, Texas.
Cochina. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he wrote it for the king.
Oh.
And the king was already halfway off his throne by then, I guess. It was in 1977.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting there. Yeah, because not all of his music, his early music, is more Americana.
Yeah.
I love Americana.
But being poor and being broke, traveling musician, mm-hmm. wasn't all about the beach stuff. But
is that the stuff you like the most, Riggins, since you're such a huge fan?
There are some of those songs that I love.
But Come Monday is not a beach song.
No.
His only hit.
Yeah. I love some. He's got a song called The Peanut Butter Conspiracy, and it was talking about, you know, when he didn't have any money, he would steal peanut butter and a can of sardines with his friend, and that's all they had to eat until the next show and they could get paid. That kind of just being broke, and then it transitioned into this beach bum thing.
Okay, so he's not still poor, is he?
He's got some money.
I wonder what his net worth is.
$550 million.
Did you just look it up, or
it's crazy.
It was one of the tabs that when you said that, I just clicked the tab.
And mm-hmm. he's got these. He's opening all these 55 and up communities.
Yeah,
people wait in lines when they've announced it just to buy the lot because you know everything is beach and they're all in Florida and mm-hmm. other places around the country, but they're a hit.
Yeah.
He still opened his first restaurant. It says, and how far ahead he was. 85. He opened the first Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Yeah, was it shitty like the ones now?
I don't know.
They make money though.
I know, but that food
they
is
make
awful.
Money.
The food is horrible.
I've only been to one, I think.
In my opinion, it's I don't.
I've never tried the food, but I knew a girl that was a manager at a restaurant, and yeah, they make dumb amounts of money.
Tour, a lot of tourists.
Yeah, a lot of tourists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've been in several of them.
Yeah,
you know.
Are the margaritas good?
Yeah, it's kind of hard though to screw up a margarita.
Yeah, true. You're right.
I'm always a rocks with salt margarita person.
Oh, see, sometimes I like sugar on the rim.
Hmm?
Sometimes I like sugar instead of salt.
But where did you say you like
it? On the rim. I was like, I shouldn't have said that. I was trying to backtrack.
Because I prefer salt on the rim.
I need to think about what
you're
I say rocks, before I say
you're
it.
A rocks or frozen?
Depends on the mood, but mostly frozen.
Yeah, Ace is a frozen. He loves a good frozen margarita.
Yeah, if it's
like, just like a lime icy with tequila in it.
If it's flavored like peach or watermelon, like crazy flavors, frozen. But if it's just a traditional margarita, on the rocks.
Yeah. I've tried all of the fruity flavored margaritas that I've ever seen or that I've ever, you know, that are offered pretty much. And I don't like any of them. I just want that regular. Green Death. Lime margaritas.
With fresh juices. Fresh sour mix.
Look, I can be a snob if you need me to be on a margarita, or I can just say, bring me, you know, house, whatever
what?
You got.
Never a house.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care.
I like it.
But I mean,
shelf.
If house, their top shelf is what other places' house would be, I don't.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
You know, if it's just Jose Cuervo and whatnot, just the plain old, you know, even. You know, if it doesn't even have a name on it, it's just an eagle on the bottle. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Aguila.
Tequila with an eagle on the bottle.
Yeah, what's the name of it? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I was a little bit off there. That was an old estimate, 2016. They now by 2020, it's over $600 million is what they say. Yeah. So there's no real definite hard figure. But like they said, in 2016, he was worth an estimated $550 million. But in 2018, that year alone, he made $51 million. Yeah. So they're saying now it's over $600 million. They're not sure how much exactly.
You know what's crazy to me is that on the Vegas Strip, where it is desert hot because it's a desert, and you're walking on that concrete, blacktop, gas fumes all over the place. Yeah. It's the farthest attitude, farthest environment from a beach feeling that you would ever get. And that Margaritaville on the Strip is the line pre-COVID wrapped around the corner. I mean, that was before you had the distance.
Yeah.
Just packed. Yeah. Slam packed.
Crazy.
All the time. And I want to just go in there and go, hey, y'all, look out here. Look at all this other shit.
Yeah.
Because you're paying a fortune for it too in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all they play is Jimmy Buffett music.
Buffett.
I'm like, man.
What is it? The big eight?
Yeah, he always does a big eight at every show, which is like 8 songs that you know. Cheeseburger in Paradise, Margaritaville Come Monday, Volcano, Fins.
I don't know that.
Fins to the left.
Oh, yeah, I do know that. I thought you called it Volcano Fins.
Yeah. Volcano Fins. Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes, Son of a Sailor, Pirate Looks at 40.
Pirate Looks at 40.
All great.
They did, reading about Margaritaville here where y'all were talking about it, it's an interesting point that people point out, oh, it's a happy song. They said, if you listen to the lyrics, it's not a happy song.
Yeah, he's lonely.
Yeah. He's drinking to forget
himself to death. Yeah. Isn't that what it's about?
I think so.
Chronic masturbation?
That's what it's
like. Masturbating with sand, which is sad. That's how much I hate myself. Yeah. I'm a self-loather.
What are you doing in there?
Hey, Alexis, when Riggins was young on the show, his birthday was happening, and his girlfriend bought him primo seats to the Jimmy Buffett concert. Now, Jimmy Buffett concert, is, I guess you know this, it's not just a concert. It's a tailgating. And what do they have a name for it? It's the event. It's
Parrot Heads or the fans, but it's like it's a big tailgate atmosphere.
Like a beach type thing in the parking lot. And he didn't want to go because it was on a work night. And we told him, you got to go. She got you these tickets. He had hurt her feelings because I don't want to miss work. I got to be sharp for the show, all this stuff. And we talked him into going. You got to go. Yeah. So Ace and I grew up in radio, staying up all night and then just coming in and doing the show or sleeping for a couple of hours in the office or whatever. We're single and out having fun. We got to do the show. We just said we never wanted to show up and do the show while we were drunk or too hungover to perform. That was not the case for our mentors and teachers. And that's one of those things where we saw how they did it. We were like, we don't want to do that. This is serious. We got to take it seriously. Well, Riggins had that same attitude because he learned under the expert tutelage of us. Well, next morning came around and he wasn't here.
He didn't show up.
He did, but we had to wake you up. We had to call and wake you up.
Yeah.
And he came in off, was it a Friday too where you were doing your song? And
probably Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. This is the only time he plays shows. So it was either a Wednesday or a Friday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I had the...
It was a Friday because it was a Friday.
Drunk.
You were still drunk?
Oh, drunk. Yeah, I didn't drive here. But, I was
That's
drunk.
Funny.
But he was so upset about thinking that he had disappointed us and all this stuff. That he was one of those people that he always said he wasn't going to be and all that. He started crying.
It's trash.
He was crying and shit.
I don't know that I was crying.
Like, was he crying? He cried.
I don't remember him crying.
He cried.
But I just remember thinking, now you're in radio.
You just made it,
but it wasn't
buddy.
Like we were coming down on him or anything. You know?
Yeah. Aww.
But yeah, he was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit's never happened again. And it won't. It better not.
This is Cher Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.